end of the day of the tour-away. Sunday night, Rabbi Shlomo Weisbrot.
Yeah, so I must say it's interesting what happened this week. Two things, I must tell you, I'm sharing a look at Yichud somewhere. So I always say to them, whenever I give this, I'm always very nervous, because one of the things we speak about is Pesach Pesuach. It's shy about Pesach Pesuach, whether it works nowadays in my house. I said, normally the week I give the shiur on Pesach Pesuach, someone walks into my house without knocking on. So I'm scared to say it. Anyway, this Friday, I wasn't home actually, my children told me so I walked into the house tucker this week without knocking on. So it does happen sometimes. How did it come over here? It's funny because two people stopped me this week for the shiur for tomorrow about this, how it came in this year. The question about a mobile phone, using a mobile phone for an alarm clock. Whether you're allowed to move it, what dinner it's got. It's a very interesting shiur, actually, hopefully you're some, yeah? The divider, we're going to speak about an interesting shiur, and that shiur is, if someone puts something down on his bed, doesn't become a bosses to become a moxer. Just let me quickly recap what we learnt last time. The shiur was, last time was, oh, that was a good shiur, about the woman, very clever woman, which apparently it seems like it's a quite old story, this shiur with the woman. Because Rosh Hashanah brings it down from, I think, yeshiva somewhere. Anyway, because the story we came out with last week with the lady was that she didn't like people taking a shalom on Friday night in the house. So one Friday night she got very clever and she lit her nearest Shabbos on top of the shalom pot.
The
so what?
The
shalom's
still on the gas.
Shalom's on the gas. Everyone's on the gas. Friday night.
The light will melt in no time.
What?
The candles will melt in no time.
They should put a foil container or something there. She put a foil container maybe there underneath or some foil. Because that's what she did. It was a nice. Same story. Someone told me happened in yeshiva as well. The story, actually, apparently, and the Eruch Hashanah brings it down. Also, similar story. So it's quite a common story. It looks like this. The shadow was: does she make the cholent osa? Because now the candlestick's on top of the cholent. Has she made osa? We said last week. Very interesting. Shadow. When the apostles speak out, is that one condition to make a bosses? That means there's a locha. If you put mux down on a base, the moshe, you got money and you put it into a bowl. That bowl now becomes moksa. That means even if the money's taken off, let's say a goy came in the house or a child came in the house and emptied the money out, that bowl remains moksa the whole Shabbos. So remarkable halacha is the bosses, something that was moksa when Shabbos came in, the receptacle, the base of where it was holding, remains moksa the whole Shabbos. So that was a shaila over here. The question, halacha we said last week, was a big question: can someone else make a bosses on your property? That's clear. If I come into your house, for example, and I put something down there, I can't make a bosses. It has to be the consent of the owner. So the shiny is over here, but they buy it, and a wife. The mice, it looks like if they've got a right to use it, they can. So we said last week, the chari does make it a bosses, that lid. But what you have to do is lift the lid off with a shinui, and then the cholent doesn't become awesome, because the cholent's worth much more than the flame, and therefore the cholent is much to eat, but you have to take the lid off with a shinui. That's what we said last week. Now this week, today, we're going to talk about another shaila, and that is this question. Let me just see if I can find it in my notes here. Someone put a camera on a bed. It could be anything, actually. It doesn't be a camera. It could be anything that's left on a bed. Does it make the bed muksa over Shabbos? That means now the bed is supporting the camera. Does it now become a bosses? What did you say, everybody say?
Yeah.
You say it does. That means, I must just tell you one thing, I mean, if it becomes a bosses, you have to realize at first, well, Shaila one, can I sleep in that bed? That means if you hold the bosses, so you could take the muksa off, let's say, you move up the shinui, but the bed, oh, so now the Shaila is lying down on a bed called moving muksa.
Yeah. It depends how far the bed is. Both beds will move.
But who says ditching in is called moving muksa? Good question, this actually. A good question. So first of all, there's two things. So that's first of all, I'm coming to this. Number one is, lying down on something is called tiltum b'guvah. It's indirect movement. So many possible hold that's not a problem, actually. But even if you hold it is, sinking something down could be called not moving. You arrive from a mace. You're allowed to smear oil onto a mace. Now, when you smear, you also push the skin a bit. So many possible say from here's Zariah that sinking down is not called movement. Make sure it's actually that. It's not called movement. What?
You've got
on a quilt. Oh, she wants to know, can you take a quilt off? I'll come to you in a minute. I hope you say, yeah. But the chol, let's say, just to lie down on a bed, the chol, that's not called moving muksa. That, the chol, is okay. The question is, someone wants to move the bed, let's say, for example. He wants to actually move it. He doesn't like the area. It's too near the window. Too noisy outside. It makes much too much noise on the windows. He wants to move the bed away. Can he move the bed away? So there's a few things before you make something a bosses. Condition number one we mentioned last week was it has to be the owner's consent.
So he himself.
Right, so let's say he put it down himself. Condition number two in bosses is it must be put down there by kavona. To be left there for the duration of that period of time. That means, for example, I'm just trying to think of something, Moshe, a normal wallet, so it's normal for things to be in there, a person puts money in there, he wants it to be there. If, for example, I've got candles on a candlestick, I want it to be on the candlestick tray, that's what I want. What happens if the owner doesn't want it to be there? I'll give you an example. Let's say an extreme case. For example, there's a base over here, I've got some money on top here, and by mistake, the money, I opened a drawer or a cupboard and some money fell into the bowl. That's not a boss's. It was a mistake. It came out. I didn't plan to be there. A boss has to be consent. The big question is, what happens if someone puts something down and he intended to take it off, but he forgot?
So he doesn't want it to be there long term?
Yeah. In fact, really, if I put a camera down, most people, you must realise, what? Most people put a camera down in the bed do not want it to be there over Shabbos. It's very, very rare. So the truth is, most times, this scenario doesn't really apply. And therefore, it will not make the bed a bottle. The problem is, you've got a muksa on your bed, though. So you have to move the muksa off. Now, that's another interesting shot, which someone's worried me today. Yeah, but first of all, I'm asking a question. Are you going to do that? Let's say this is your bed over here, right?
Yes.
And you've got a camera on here. How are you going to take it off?
You need to quilt. You can tilt it outside.
Are you really going to do that? What do you mean tilt it outside?
Take the quilt and knock it and it'll go off.
But you smash it.
Smash it.
Oh, so someone said to me, which is a good idea, the Chayo, what says, you put a cushion on the floor and you tilt it away. Is that okay?
Yes.
Good. Oh. That's another problem. Okay. We spoke about it a long time. Are you allowed to put, let's say someone's got a dripping oil?
No,
it doesn't have to be a clean, that's good. Anything. It doesn't have to be a clean mamish. Means you're mevatel the item from its use. You could not mevatel a keli me'echonai. A keli, which is meant to be used to be moved around. Lemosha, we spoke about keis. I mean, it's not so common because let's say a leaky radiator. So if the water in there is drinkable, or not drinkable, it probably won't be drinkable, you could use it to wash your hands, let's say. So then to put a utensil underneath it to accept the water is mutter. But let's say it's dirty water.
How long do you use it?
You mustn't... What happens is, you've got an item which you can move around freely. On Shabbos, you can't restrict the use of the item. Rashi says it looks like soisa, it looks like you're stopping the use of the item, you're demolishing the item, use, therefore you can't do it. So he's got an eitzah, or a simcha, and that is one of the eitzahs about the kerev echonah is, let's say someone's got a leaky radiator which has got very dirty water in, but I'm actually going to get your carpet all dirty. So what do? You take a bucket or anything there, and you put something in the bucket which is worth a little toy car. That allows, it counteracts the muksa. It's worth more than a muxa of water.
So you're not going to take away that cage left the Shabbos?
That makes a difference, though. But you could move it if you want to.
You're
not allowed to, because you could move it.
You don't, but you won't.
But that's if I take a glass and I put it... if I take a glass and I put it down on the table, because even if I have the Shabbos, though it's a volcano economy. But I can move it, that's not called a volcano economy.
Then get that water and empty it out,
then. What?
If
you've got the toy inside there, if you've got something inside there, it's not a muxa anyway. You're talking about suds. You've got to have to move the water out. So in order to put the cushion down, Lechaira, you put an item of heta on the cushion.
Towel. On the cushion, but a towel on the cushion.
Anything which costs a... Yeah, right, actually, it's a towel, same problem. Anything is about to make honey. You have a towel,
there's a pillow, I'm putting the towel on one side.
On the other side, it won't get wet. You would have the same problem about Kevin Mechon on a towel. On the bed.
Just a question. I have an alarm clock on the bed. Is that's okay?
What alarm clock? Is it a phone or an alarm clock?
No alarm clock.
Okay, that's a good question actually. It's an alarm clock. A normal alarm clock, or just a battery alarm clock? A battery alarm clock. There's no muksa about that. Interesting. We said this last week. I said a battery alarm clock is not a muksa because the battery is considered a toffle. It's considered nothing to the clock, even though it makes the clock work. But the main item is the clock. The clock's called a dobber heta, and therefore you can move that backwards and forwards. Tomorrow, hopefully, we're going to speak about a mobile phone alarm clock. Well, that's much worse. A mobile phone alarm clock.
Dangerous. Have a phone on the bed.
Why? Why is it dangerous?
It's like the weight.
Oh, okay, sorry, the weight. Let's say it's off, the phone's
that's
off.
It's a spiritual danger.
Spiritual danger. Yeah, yeah. The sign is there when it's a cadence which is worth money. That could be moxus. Used for normally to worry about a thing which you can't do on Shabbos. A phone normally is something you can't use on Shabbos. So that's much worse. But a normal alarm clock, it's called a malacha, it's a heter. There's nothing wrong with moving an alarm clock, battery operated alarm clock or a watch. Nothing wrong with moving that at all. The case I've had, you can move it 380 watts. Now, so that the case over here with the camera on the bed, so to tilt it off, could be a shadow of a killer. The emphasis is it's not really a problem. Because the halacha is, if you have a keli, which something could fall onto it, but then you can tilt the keli straight off and knock it off, that's not going to be a keli on it. Now, Moshe, the Gemara speaks about a case where chickens walk on a bucket. Let's say you've got some chickens in your garden, and you want them to put a bucket down so the chickens can climb on it to go up so they get some food. Are you allowed to do that? Is that called Malakere Mechone? So the Gemara says that's not called Malakere Mechone because that barrel, that bottle, that bucket, you could just knock off and they'll fly off. So who are din, if your camera falls onto your cushion, straight away you can knock the camera off. So lechoy, that's not a problem of Malakere Mechone. You don't need to do any eights, you don't need to put a jewellery down or anything on there. It's lechoy, not a problem as it is. My story, which I'm talking about, is over here. It's an interesting shaila. Is let's say a person planned to put a camera on his bed. That means, for example, let's just get the case. I'm not sure. Let's say someone's going to Eretz Yisrael on Motzei Shabbos. So he has a spare bed, which he thinks is a spare bed. Then he puts all his stuff on the spare bed. One of the things happens to be a camera. He wants to leave it there. He wants it there for kavanah. Now, Shabbos, Friday night, how long is the night is going on, someone comes in and needs a bed, can he sleep on that bed? What would you say?
No, that's a problem.
At the time he put it down, he wanted it down there.
He wants to move the bed a bit. To move the bed,
yeah.
You're saying, that's a problem.
Is that a problem? Is it a problem?
It's a
mukhsar
thing. According
to
what you just said now, would be a problem, yes.
Yeah.
No one can find
anything
heavy for me?
So you do it, but you're
pushing
it, you're
move the bed, clap here. Very heavy bed, it's very hard to move
like this. I want to move the bed.
What?
Forget the camera, you'll have to move a bed usually in place all year round.
Why not? Fixed place, because it's a fixed place. That's a shining Moksha Makasaran kiss, but it's a designated place. Pass it off, people hope you can move that. It's made to move around.
Could be.
That's more worse thing. You see? Maybe, possibly, could be a problem.
You've got a head on it as well, you can move it.
So this is an interesting shine now, this over here. So my mother was tiny and nice, and maybe something should be yak on. That's what I'm coming to. So the shine is, first of all, my mother is he tiny and I said that the bed is its fixed place. It's not much like a big wardrobe. You shouldn't move that on Shabbos. I think a bed is more able to move than a wardrobe, to be honest.
Yeah.
And therefore, I don't think that's called Miyachal Mokon. That's called a designated place. But Simcha's Tiley, it's arranged in time, and I said, why would it? You've got other things on the bed. What have you got there? You've got your sheet. You've got your quilt. You've got your blankets. You've got your cushions there. What do you say about that? Now, this is arranged in shite. What?
Camera's on top of the wall.
Oh, very good.
It's not anything.
Very good.
It's on top of
the top. It's on top of anything. It's not here.
Pillow there, camera there. It's on top of my pillow. My sheets are on that side as well.
So this is an interesting sign. Have you asking? Well, I'll tell you what it's based on. It's a very interesting sign. I never realised. I think you asked this last week, actually. The boss, have you ever said about candlesticks on a table? Does it make the table a bosses, a muxa? That means a person's got candlesticks over here. He's got a tray underneath it. He's got a tablecloth underneath it. And he's got a table underneath it. What becomes a boss? Can you move the table on Shabbos? Before we do, let's say put no heter on the table.
It's a problem because there's nothing else on there except his tablecloth.
He's got a tablecloth on there.
You're saying the tablecloth, is that a
boss
to the table as well?
So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, and we like that Mishnah Berurah, and Rav Moshe says that you see from this Mishnah Berurah here, which is the problem of the tablecloth, is that a tablecloth is meant to enhance the table. It's bottled to the table. It's not looked at as a separate thing. It's considered as part of the table. And therefore, the tablecloth can't help over here. Hu adin l'choyer, the sheet on your bed cannot be considered as a dover heter on your bed. It's considered part of the mattress. And therefore, that l'choyer is the problem. But l'choyer, you're right. You've got a quilt, and you've got, what do you call it on there? You've got a quilt and you've got cushions on it. That's not part of the bed. That's a separate thing. So l'choyer, the bed itself, is not a bosis only to the issa.
Only the top sheet would be. The quilt. And Nicky said at the beginning, just the quilt on top. I've got the
phone
on the quilt.
Even the quilt,
I know it is. The quilt's
not. What? Even the quilt, I'm not sure if the quilt's mummy's part of it. I'm going to show you the quilt.
The quilt's even the quilt. If I'm not the phone off. The quilt now is also
like that. I don't think so. It's not like a tablecloth. A quilt is separate. A tablecloth, the whole tablecloth is not Oscar's, it's the bottle of the bed. I don't think a quilt has a bottle of the bed. It's not like a sheet.
No, the quilt is different. If the quilt is different to the bed, I've got my camera on the quilt, it makes my quilt move. Then I couldn't sleep under it and move my quilt up and down.
I'm not sure, because on my quilt I've got my cushion as well, yeah? So on my quilt is serving a cushion and it's serving the camera. So the quilt, I don't think is muksa. But you're quite right, if the cushion's not on the quilt. I mean, let's say you've got your cushion up here and you've got your quilt down here and you've got the camera on the quilt. So then, that could be worse, Tucker, then, because the camera's only on the quilt. And we're talking about a case where you wanted the camera on the quilt. When you put it down there, you wanted it. So the quilt, Tucker, they might be wrong. But if the cushion is on the quilt as well...
That's how it works.
Then, if the cushion is on the quilt as well, then the quilt is serving the cushion and the muksa. Now, that's always a hard question we have to see about this. How do you work out what's worth more? I mean, you have to work out in monetary value problem. Your camera might be worth £100, and your cushion might be worth a fiver. So that's an interesting question. Now, how do you work out what's worth more money, or what's worth more? Okay, that's a big question. But Moshe, let's say that you've got something which is worth, it's not a problem, because it could be it's a Moshe, it's a head, that would help you in such a case. Otherwise, you're going to have a problem. So anything which is put down by Kavon, I'm just trying to think of a case or something which is put down by Kavon. I mean, the Moshe, anyone think of a good example? I mean, a candlestick tray is a good example. A candlestick tray is a good example of a proper bosses. That person lights the candles and he wants it on the quilt. That the candlestick tray is much more. I imagine when I came to Manchester many years ago, actually, it's an interesting thing. They just came out with these wheelie bins. It was a new invention, these wheelie bins. I was eating my Rechos of Rovi in town and he was very upset. That year, Yom Tov was dustbin day. So one Rav suggested that if you tie a ribbon to the dustbin, so you make the dustbin a bosses to Issur Beheter. And then you can realize, it's a very good idea actually. It's a very good idea. And that way you can bring your wheelie bin back in again. Because you're making the dustbin a bosses to an Issur Beheter. The rubbish is all Issur, I mean it's useless, it's got no value.
Yom Tov.
It was a Yom Tov. He wants to bring it back in again. He wants to bring it to the account. So the Nishan Lach of Sidver said, could be something which has been yuchud for Dover Issa. Doesn't help to make put a Dover Heter on it. What?
It's not the
boss. It is. The dustbin is the problem. It's the boss. It's holding all the rubbish in. The dustbin is the boss's.
Now
it's empty. L'chera, can you move the dustbin back in again?
It's
a boss, it's two issa, it's holding on muksa, it becomes a boss. It's interesting, it's a boss. All the muksas are emptied out, taking all the rubbish out, you knew it was going to go out. What?
The ribbon is worth less or more.
The ribbon is worth more than the rubbish, it's got no value in the rubbish.
The ribbon is worth
more. The ribbon is worth more, Pashas, yeah. The dust has got no value. It's a good idea. And the master of Simas is not so posh in this word. It could be services meyuchud for something you can't counteract with something like that.
Okay,
what? No, it goes all the way down. Or a boss goes all the way down.
Just